Good day, everyone. I'm Larry Bonchek, editor of the Journal of Lancaster General Hospital, and I'd like to welcome you once again to the audio journal. This is our third issue, and I hope your attention indicates that you found the previous editions interesting. To those listening for the first time, I'll mention again that this audio journal does not duplicate. Indeed, it doesn't even supplement the scientific articles in the print journal. Here we offer entirely different material that is not otherwise available in any format by conversations with professional and administrative members of the LGH family. Occasionally, however, when there are exciting developments at the Journal or at Lancaster General that we want to be sure you hear about, we may draw your attention to matters that are also mentioned in print. An example of such a development is the initiation of our website, www.jlgh.org. I should mention that I am making this recording in November while we are still working on the website, but I expect it to be fully operational by the time you hear this. We're very excited about it because of the major advantages of an independent website that can be accessed directly. To name a few, first and foremost, the site will provide an open, non-subscription archive of all journal articles, and they will be available for unrestricted downloading and printing. Also, the text of all articles will be searchable by the usual internet search engines, which has not been the case until now, since the journal has only been accessible after entering the LGH website. With our own site, our articles will become visible to anyone researching a topic, and they will hopefully gain the recognition they deserve. Second, the audio interviews will also be archived and will be available for listening or downloading as podcasts. In the first edition, I spoke with our president, Tom Beeman, about his plans for Lancaster General, and with Dr. Holmes Morton about his clinic for special children in Strasbourg and his work with Amish children who have genetic metabolic defects. In the second issue, I spoke with infectious disease specialist Dr. Joe Contra about the looming specter of avian flu, and with Mary Gray Simcox, dean of the Lancaster General College, about the college's transition from a nursing diploma school to a fully accredited junior college. A third advantage of the website will be the posting of CME questions for completion and submission for credit. And fourth, we will have the option of posting supplemental material that we do not have space for in the print journal. In this issue, for example, Dick Reese's article on vitamin D includes some very useful tables that we simply did not have room for in the print journal, so we have posted them on the website. We're excited about all these innovations and expect them to add further to the distinctiveness and utility of JLGH. Also, if you've looked at the print journal already, you may have noticed that in addition to my usual editor's page, I've written an article that expresses my concern about the diversion of precious dollars from the American healthcare system into various private pockets. I plan to explore various aspects of this multifactorial problem in future issues, and perhaps we'll have a chance to use the audio journal for some related discussions and debates. And now for the current issue. This time I speak with Dr. Stephen Ratcliffe, director of the Family Practice Residency, about its past, present, and future in the context of the ongoing changes in medical practice in the United States. Next, I speak with Dr. Joan Harold, Medical Director of Hospice of Lancaster, about the hospice movement and its role in the care of patients with terminal illnesses, as well as about the services available locally for palliative care and for bereavement services. You might wish to know that the interview with Stephen Ratcliffe lasts about 21 minutes, and the one with Joan Harold about 17 minutes. And now on to the interviews.